I'm not really sure that there's ever a perfect time for a move like this. This is a situation that has disturbed me for quite some time, and it just got to a point where one's inaction or really lack of response to the tragic events taking place every day in Syria was, in my mind, ethically and morally unacceptable.
But this has still been going on for such a long time now. As you've been watching events unfold, there must have been quite a few moments
when
you would have thought, I can't stand this any longer.
Well, you always cling to any glimpse of hope by nature. You always hope that things might get better, and certain promises for improving the lot of the people and for reform and transparency and democracy will take place, only to have your hopes and your dreams dashed by the reality on the ground. And so you get to a point where you no longer can afford the luxury of waiting for events to kind of unfold on their own, and you have to take action. And for me personally, I think it was probably the horrific scenes that came out of the town of Houla that was a tipping point for me.
Forgive me if this sounds a little bit callous, but there will be people who have been listening and seeing what's happening in Syria over the past few months, and they'll be looking at people like yourself and thinking, how can you sleep at night?
Oh, I've lost sleep over what is happening in Syria for months now. You know, I'm no different than any other human being who watches with horror what is unfolding and what is taking place and is deeply hurt by it and deeply upset by it and indeed losing sleep over it for many long nights.
You know Bashar al-Assad personally, I think, since childhood. Are you perhaps disappointed with him and the course of action he's taken?
Well, I'm very disappointed by what is taking place in Syria, for sure. I'm saddened. I'm shocked. I see the country I grew up in, the country I've loved and continue to love, basically disintegrate in front of my very own eyes. And when you think that the country you once knew no longer exists, it's a very painful and shocking feeling.